Railfans cheered as a special Amtrak train rolled up to the new station in downtown Roanoke. And while this train carried only VIPs, more than 240 tickets have already been sold for the first passenger run Tuesday morning, according to Amtrak Vice President Joe McHugh.
Now, I realize it's the inaugural, and there may be some elan around that, but that gives you some idea of the kind of passenger boardings we're going to have.
Congressman Bob Goodlatte already has his ticket.
I'll be on the first train going out tomorrow morning to take it to Washington, and I'm very excited about it.
Ticket sales will be important, with potential budget cuts to Amtrak looming in Congress.
Well, Amtrak has a lot of work to do to prove itself, but the great thing is that this line has proven itself. From Lynchburg to Washington, it's one of the more profitable lines.
And Amtrak VP McHugh hopes the excitement in Roanoke and the rail system's improving bottom line send a message.
And I think it's shown Congress that there is a future for rail passenger service in this country.
In Roanoke, I'm David Seidel.